Support for GLT's Grow comes from Chris Holderly at Advantage Lawn and Landscape, offering customized services for commercial and residential landscaping and property design, including staging for long-term growth during all seasons. Proud to serve Central Illinois. Details at growingadvantage.com. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
Some oak trees are facing extra stress in central Illinois, and it's not summer heat or dry conditions. Oak wilt can kill quickly, as fast as in 4 to 6 months. I'm Mike McCurdy. This is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert, Patrick Murphy, from Illinois State University's School of Biological Sciences, and he's curator of the Fell Arboretum. Murph, thanks for stopping by.
Hi, Mike.
So this is a little worrisome, especially for people with a great big statuesque oak in their landscaping. What is oak wilt?
Oak wilt is a fungus. It starts out as a fungus, and it invades the xylem, which is the water-conducting tissue of a tree. This is the below the bark
just
area.
Just right below the bark.
Yep, yep. There's a couple of other areas right below the bark that are important, too, but the xylem is kind of like a highway that takes the water and nutrients up into the tree and folds it into the processes of photosynthesis. And this oak wilt fungus clogs up those processes, so it kind of shuts the factory down.
Mm. And how is it spread? And I guess the question I'm asking is, can you protect an oak tree from this fungus?
There are management techniques that allow you to protect your oaks, but oak wilt is spread by a number of avenues. It can be spread by root grafts or root contact. So you could have one sick oak tree, and its root touches the uninfected roots of another oak tree in the same genus, and then you've got an open door for that pathogen to transfer.
So same genus. It sounds like that if you plant a red oak next to a white oak, you're better off than planting two red oaks.
Jackpot. Absolutely, because the white oaks can take years to decline.
And they're in a different genus.
They're the same genus, but it's a subgenus. So oaks are divided into white oak family and the red oak family. Black oaks are in there too, but
so not all oaks are created equal when it comes to oak wilt.
They're not,
because
they're
there not. Is red, there's white, there's burr, there's pin oak.
And like our state tree is the white oak. It takes a long time for them to fall to the oak wilt.
But they remain
a carrier, so they can help it spread even though they're not dying from it.
So red oak is the most susceptible.
Red oak is the one that, like you mentioned in the opener, that can have it and then decline quickly and pass away. The other items that can help spread the oak wilt are insects that come in contact with these little fungal mats that exist below the bark. When the fungus grows, it ruptures the bark, and then picnic beetles and bark beetles get a whack at that, and then they can carry it from one tree to another.
So you can actually see the fungus on the ground around some of these trees.
The fungal mats are under the bark.
Oh, under the bark.
They're under the bark. And so you would find a bark that had been blistered, or as if something had ruptured below it. And it looks like an ice crack, but it happens during the growing season. There's also some streaking that appears in the near the pith, which is like the inside of twigs and such. And for the trees really advanced, you can see it on the outside.
So those are some visual symptoms. What about for the casual observer? How would they know their tree might have oak wilt?
Well, one thing you would notice would be just a kind of a general yellowing or kind of a lime-colored light green in the foliage. That would probably be one of the first things you would notice. And then you might notice that those branches that have yellowed first, or the oldest ones, they would eventually die. And you would have a tree that's filled with branches with dead leaves on them, and at the same time, branches with living yet suffering leaves at the same time. When it comes to a white oak, they show the signs by the oak wilt seems to be concentrated near the inside of the tree. So when all that dead wood has been cut out by a tree service worker or an arborist or whatever, what's left behind has the appearance of a set of stag horns or deer horns with a space in the middle and everything on the outside. And we've got a couple trees like that right here at ISU.
In fact, you sent a picture before we spoke today, and in my office window is actually in this photograph. And I've often wondered what was going on with this tree. I've walked past and I went, well, that tree doesn't look good. It's not long for this world. It's still hanging on, but it does have that staghorn appearance.
Yeah, and that also, you know, it's kind of related to the customer-driven decision on the pruning. So when you leave a tree that has oak wilt standing, you're only helping it spread.
So it should go.
Yeah, it should. And in a professional garden setting, it's important to protect the other trees. And one of the last ways that the oak wilt is spread is by tools, by man. So if they work on that tree and they go work on another oak and they have not sanitized their tools, I can assure you they have spread that disease.
We'll post a picture of the tree that we spoke about at WGLT.org.
Wonderful.
How do you sanitize your tools?
Well, if it's like, say, a pruning saw or your handheld pruners or handheld loppers, you could simply use a rag that has, say, WD-40 or, better yet, Lysol. Spray disinfectant Lysol. I've even seen professional tree workers that had a holster made for a can of Lysol. So it's easy to clean the little blade on a saw or the blade on pruners or loppers. On a chainsaw, you got to take that cover off and get that pulp away from the drive gear and then saturate the blade, the bar, and under the cover for the drive gear.
What a pain in the neck.
With Lysol. Yes, but it's a professional technique that works, and the simple beauty of Lysol being the thing that can knock this out, I think it's worth the time. It takes less time to clean a saw than it does to cut down a tree that you've inoculated with oak wilt.
Are the visual symptoms enough, or do you need to go in and actually do some sort of test? Do you need to cut into the tree?
If you're thinking about cutting a tree down, I think you do need to know, because there's some other trees on campus that have a yellowing look to them. They're in their oaks, but it's not oak wilt. It's mineral deficiency. It's chlorosis.
So you're talking about doing the test to make sure you don't spread it. What about treating the tree? Can a fungicide fix this problem?
I am not of the opinion that the products that are available to control oak wilt on a living tree are effective. Mm-hmm.
So it's a fatal terminal disease.
And I'm sure that somebody can correct me on that, and I'm always open to be educated to what I don't know about. But here's the deal. It's usually multiple applications. It's very important about when it's done. And it's also important that there's some kind of ongoing care or horticultural therapy to help this tree, because once a tree gets a disease, oak wilt or any disease, it's open to get others. And most trees die from death by a thousand cuts. Rarely do they just die from one thing.
So it depends on perhaps how important this tree is to you, whether or not it has sentimental value, where it's placed in your yard, about whether or not all those factors would come into whether or not you decide to cut it down or try to save it. And maybe catching it early is good too.
Yeah, and it even goes back to right tree, right place, which we talk about all the time. If you plant a tree that can be 100 feet wide, 20 feet from another oak tree, you're going to spread something from one oak tree to another. In nature, trees are that close all the time.
So earlier I said don't plant a red oak next to a white oak. You would recommend planting a red oak, a completely different tree. Don't plant a row of oaks.
Yeah, I mean, I love oaks. I'm not trying to say don't plant them. I'm not trying to say that in any way. But when you have colonies of trees, if there's a disease issue, yeah, you need to kind of break it up with some diversity and some disease breaks by having those different trees next to each other.
And mulching under the tree? That's a good idea. I would think that might spread the disease in the mulch.
It doesn't live in the mulch. It lives on the tree.
A living tree.
The reason mulch is important, because a lot of times the oak wilt can become more prolific if the tree is in a stress situation, a drought situation, compacted soils situation. And the mulch is just one small step towards professionally managing the tree and keeping a healthy root system for that tree.
If you have any questions about oak wilt or anything in your garden or landscape, submit them at WGLT.org. I'm Mike McCurdy. Patrick Murphy is with ISU School of Biological Sciences. Send your gardening questions to WGLT.org/grow.